Colorado pork producers are dedicated to producing safe food and employee practices that protect public health. We are people and families in your community, your neighbors that are dedicated to contributing a better quality of life in those communities. For more information, contact the Colorado Pork Producers Council or visit porkcares.org. After all, pigs are the inventors of bacon.
Ag Fact of the Day. Colorado farmers and ranchers contribute $41 billion to our state's economy and employ nearly 173,000 people. This Ag Fact is courtesy of the Colorado Corn Farmers Checkoff Dollars and the Colorado Corn Administrative Committee.
Being a Colorado Farm Bureau member has its benefits. From outstanding insurance to products and services, Farm Bureau members have access to an extensive member benefits program, like $1,000 off the Polaris Brutus UTV or 20% off hotels. Take advantage of these benefits and go to ColoradoFarmBureau.com.
Welcome back to This Week Inside the Barn with me, Brian Ulmer.
Coming up on the final day of the three-day holiday weekend, the nation will be celebrating Memorial Day, an American holiday, observed on the last Monday of May, honoring the men and women who died while serving in the United States military. This year's Memorial Day will take place Monday, May 25th. Now, a little history here. Memorial Day was originally known as Decoration Day. It originated in the years following the Civil War and became an official federal holiday in 1971. Now, many Americans observe Memorial Day by visiting cemeteries or memorials, holding family gatherings, and participating in parades. However, with this year and the COVID-19 pandemic, things will be different, except for one man whose mission is to properly honor the fallen and educate the public of our nation's history each Memorial Day weekend by playing taps at hundreds of grave sites at Fort Logan National Cemetery in Denver. With that in mind, my guest is none other than Mark Stallings of National Honor Tour Fort Logan. Mark, welcome inside the barn. And first of all, let me say thank you for your service to our great nation when you were in the military. And God bless you, sir, for what you continue to do for families that ask you to play taps and what you mean to families like mine.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that immensely. The support is what we're all about, support.
You bet. Now, before we talk about what you do each Memorial Day weekend at Fort Logan and how that came to be, tell me more about yourself and your military background.
Well, I'm 51. I'll be 52 in June. I entered the military in 1987, went to boot camp, was a part of Desert Shield, Desert Storm, served on a battleship. When I retired, I was one of 40 battleship sailors that was left. Got out of the military, did the reserve thing for a while, jobs here, there. And, the horn kind of followed me around, but we fell apart for a while. And then in 2011, I decided that I was going to make a run at the Navy School of Music and pick the horn back up. And I hadn't played in 10 years. Needless to say, I really haven't put the horn down since those days in early 2011. So, got two kids, a wonderful wife, and the horn just kind of became an overall part of my world. And now the two of us do what we do.
Once again, my guest, Mark Stallings of National Honor Tour Fort Logan. Tell me, how did you start playing taps at Fort Logan? How did that all get started, and what has it developed into?
So the backstory is 5 years ago, I retired in 2015. So now it's 6 years ago. And I just wanted to go play taps for my dad because my dad is buried at Fort Logan. So here we are in the age and era of social media. And I just posted on Facebook, hey, I'm going to go up and play for my dad. So 35 minutes later, because that's how long it takes to get from my home to the cemetery, about 10, 11 people had asked if I would play for their loved ones and families and shipmates. You know, this is one of those things where you don't say no. You know, you don't say, well, yeah, it's just for my dad. So I said, sure, I'll do it. So I went to the kiosk and I printed out 11 sheets, giving me locations. And this woman walked up to me, the very first stranger that I ever met, and asked me if I'd play for her grandfather. And I said, sure, I'll play. I can't guarantee you I'm going to be there or that you'll be there, but I'll play for him. So that started our very strict rule of never saying no. 6 years, we haven't refused a performance yet. And my partner, Renee, she's also the president of our nonprofit, National Honor Tour. She's my first stalker at the cemetery. I get a lot of stalkers. I get a lot of people that chase me. She took pictures of me and then realized while I was playing taps that the entire cemetery was stopped. And it just kind of shocked her. So she posted some pictures on the news channels. And wouldn't you know it, I saw the one on 31 on Fox News. So I reached out to her and we became friends. Well, the next year, thinking about maybe asking a little earlier, maybe get more names. And she was thinking the same thing because she reached out to me and says, hey, were you going to do that thing at the cemetery again? Well, I was thinking about it. So I dropped the request. I says, hey, we want to do this. Can you send me names? Well, we went from 13 the first year to 56. And I guess we should have known that something was brewing. But, hey, what a great weekend. And then you go about your life. Well, 56 turned to 78. 78 turned to 88. And then last year we had 150 before we ever stepped foot in the cemetery. I finished that weekend, last weekend, at 219. So this year, COVID happened. We were 3 weeks into getting the names because we start taking names on March 1st. 3 weeks, we had 123 names. We now have 228 names, close to 230. And the event still has 3 days before we start playing the first notes. So Renee follows me. She's with me the entire event. She takes pictures of the headstones, takes pictures of me performing, and we work from headstone to headstone to headstone. But it all started because I just wanted to play for my pop. And that's kind of how it started rolling. And now we're all over the place. We do unaccompanied veterans, that's veterans without families. We do educational, historical tours. We do tours honoring the 22 suicides a day. We do one that commemorates that and actually educates people about that subject. And as soon as this COVID stops, we'll get out and do more of that as an extension of what we're about, which is honoring the fallen and educating our country on its sacrifices.
Coming up in the final segment, I'll wrap up the interview with Mark Stallings, Vice President of the National Honor Tour Fort Logan. Stay tuned.
Tri-State, a power supplier to electric cooperatives across the West, committed to a cooperative approach to a clean grid. Learn about Tri-State's responsible energy plan at tristate.co-op.
Do you dream of owning your first farm or ranch? With assistance from your local bank and the Colorado Ag Development Authority, your dream can become a reality. Visit your local banker, check us out at catafarmloan.com, or call Jim Rubing at 303-815-9543 for details.